Friends and colleagues say Ed Louie, who had been suffering from Parkinson's disease, was a public relations innovator. Louie began his career as a sports writer for the Daily Gazette. He worked for the Associated Press, United Press International, and spent 18 years with the Times Union in advertising and marketing. He founded the firm that bears his name in the 1960s as a part-time venture. Louie managed communications for the 1980 Olympics in Lake Placid, where he met and worked closely with organizing committee member Jim Rogers.
One of the most agreeable people I've ever dealt with, and the nicest part about Ed Louie was that he fell in love with Lake Placid and became a big fan of Lake Placid ever since. So it was great fun working with him. He was a wonderful man.
Barbara Lombardo just retired after 38 years as executive editor at the Saratogian.
He loved Saratoga Springs. He loved the racetrack and SPAC. I loved the way that he would shine a spotlight on the people and the organizations and the institutions that he cared about, never on himself. He was a great promoter, but he was never a self-promoter, and you had to love him for that.
Louie worked PR for the New York Racing Association for decades. His company was sold to current owner Mark Bardeck in 2010.
Ed personified public relations and marketing in the Capital Region. I mean, Ed reinvented what public relations and marketing and what the industry could accomplish in this area.
Another client was the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom in Lake George. Bardeck says Louie had nailed down the knack of making friends and influencing people.
An incredibly warm and caring individual. He had the kind of personality that made everybody feel special whenever they came in contact with him. You hear that from politicians or about politicians, that the great politicians have the ability to make everybody they come in contact with feel special. And Ed, not to by any means, you know, imply he was a politician by any means, but he had that personality to make everybody feel like he was or she was the most important person in the world when Ed was speaking to him or her. That's a unique quality.
Famed Saratoga thoroughbred owner and breeder Mary Lou Whitney said Louie helped put Saratoga on the map. Louie is credited with buoying the growth and success of Saratoga Racecourse. Again, Barbara Lombardo.
He helped make August the place to be and beyond August for Saratoga Springs, whether it was a hats off type of festival, things to bring people downtown, to raise the image and the reputation of the track and the city. He worked at it tirelessly, and people don't really realize, because he wasn't a self-promoter, how much he did to draw people together and draw people to the city.
Before the Travers, there was a moment of silence at the track's biggest day Saturday for Louie. Louie maintained a long history of philanthropy, volunteerism, and community involvement to numerous charitable causes. He has links to a long list of professional organizations, foundations, and public service organizations. Louie is survived by his wife Maureen, sons Jim Louie and Joe Louie, daughters-in-law Lori and Melissa, and four grandchildren. Funeral arrangements are incomplete, but the Times Union says an event in Saratoga is being planned, possibly on Tuesday. Louie will be buried in Green Ridge Cemetery in Saratoga. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.